Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Ever feel like you're running a marathon without ever crossing the finish line? Like there's just not enough time, energy, or even mental space to do everything you want, let alone take care of yourself? Well, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly pushes us to do more, be more, achieve more. It's like the ultimate hustle culture marathon. But here's the thing. If you don't prioritize taking care of yourself, you can't truly run this race, let alone win it. Today, we're diving deep into self-love and self-care, not as some fluffy Instagram-worthy trend, but as essential tools for navigating this crazy world and showing up as your best self. Now, self-love isn't about becoming a narcissistic selfie taker or indulging in every whim, though, hey, a little indulgence never hurt anyone. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a dear friend. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a beloved plant. You wouldn't just leave it wilting in the corner, right? You'd water it, give it sunshine, maybe even sing it a little tune. Okay, maybe not that last one. Self-care is exactly that. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul so you can thrive. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to prioritizing self-love and self-care. First up, define what self-care means for you. Forget the societal pressures and the one-size-fits-all approach. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those can be great. It's about identifying activities that genuinely nourish you, whether it's hitting the gym, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or having deep conversations with loved ones. Make a list, brainstorm, experiment, discover what truly recharges your batteries. Next, schedule it into your week. You wouldn't schedule a meeting with a client and then just cancel it at the last minute, would you? Treat self-care appointments with the same level of importance. Block out time in your calendar for activities that bring you joy and peace, and stick to it. Third, practice saying no more often. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? It's okay to decline requests or invitations that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Remember, saying yes to everything ultimately leads to burnout and resentment. Learn to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. Fourth, be kind to yourself. This is huge. We often criticize ourselves more harshly than anyone else. Catch those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate your progress. Don't just focus on what you haven't done yet. Appreciate how far you've come and all the amazing things you're capable of. You know that feeling when you finally get to relax after a long day? Maybe it's curling up with a good book, taking a warm bath, or just enjoying a quiet moment to yourself? That sense of calm and contentment, that's what we're aiming for. Think about a time when you truly took care of yourself. Maybe you went on a weekend getaway, spent time in nature, or simply allowed yourself some guilt-free downtime. What did you experience? How did it make you feel? Write those feelings down. That's gold. That's the power of self-love and self-care. It doesn't just benefit your physical health. It fuels your emotional well-being, creativity, and even your productivity. So, how can you start incorporating these key takeaways into your daily life? Start small. Choose one or two things from this episode that resonate with you most. Maybe it's scheduling a 30-minute walk in the park 3 times a week or carving out 15 minutes each morning for quiet reflection and journaling. Remember, Consistency is key. Even small steps taken consistently over time can lead to significant changes. Don't forget, you deserve to feel your best. You are worthy of love, care, and attention. By prioritizing self-love and self-care, you're not being selfish. You're investing in yourself, in your well-being, your happiness, and ultimately, your success. Keep those brain fogs at bay. Keep shining brightly, and I'll catch you on the next episode of The Brain Fog Detox.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.